Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Real, Relevant, and Raw Radio, relationship radio at its very best. Real, Relevant, and Raw broadcast every Thursday evening from 11 p.m. until 12 a.m. on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your co-host, Michael Teague, along with my co-host,
Katie Sharp.
Getting ready for that birthday celebration on Saturday, that pool party. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Hey,
happy
we get
ready.
Yeah, happy birthday to you.
Again and again.
25 again and again and again. Listen, hey, everybody, welcome back to another installment of Real, Relevant, and Raw Radio. Listen, Sadie, we are celebrating 4,492 listens of Real, Relevant, and Raw Radio. Is that amazing or what?
I say we should just go ahead and celebrate 5,000.
You know, this is what I think. 5, listen, after this show, I know it's going to be up to 5,000 by next week. And listen, we want to thank everybody, all the live listeners, all the people who listen to the archive. We're so grateful that you're tuning in. We hope that Real, Relevant, and Raw is entertaining and informative. And also, I want to thank those who are following the show. If you want to follow the show, you can go to our page, which is www.blogtalkradio.com/realrelevantraw. That's www.blogtalkradio.com/realrelevantraw. Go to the home page under the graphic, the icon for the show. Just click on the follow link, and you will be a follower of the show. If anyone finally wants to call in tonight, if you want to call in to comment, you can call in. 646-716-7031. That's 646-716-7031. Tonight's topic is love the one you're with. The reality of open relationships. Real, Relevant, Raw family, the fact of the matter is that there are at least two kinds of people who choose to be in open relationships. Watch this. There are people who are in open relationships, and then there are people who pretend like they're not in open relationships, but they really are in open relationships. Let me share something. An article online. January of this year, 9 healthy habits open relationships can teach us, and this is what it says. Studies show that between 30 and 60% of married individuals in the United States will cheat at some point in their marriage. We talked about infidelity increasing among married couples in their 20s. And the interesting thing, Sadie, is this. The Psychotherapy Network article said in the new monogamy says 35 to 55% of people having affairs report that they were happy in their marriage at the time of their infidelity. Is that crazy, Sadie, or what?
I don't think that's crazy. I mean,
you don't think that's crazy?
I don't think that's crazy. I mean, I love pineapples, but some days I just want oranges. It doesn't stop me from loving pineapples, Michael.
And see, the interesting thing is it's that second category of people. Because, again, if they're cheating, then to me, and they're married, they're acting like them or not.
They're happily married, but some days they just want something different.
Exactly.
We have diversity in the workplace, and now we have diversity in the marriage.
Right. And see, the thing is, and like we're talking about this topic, love the one you're with, the reality of open relationships is this. Monogamy isn't a requirement in today's time. So there are people who, in a real sense, are cheating themselves and their partners because instead of being honest and just negotiating that openness, they'd rather keep it on the down low. What do you think, Sadie?
I think that open relationships have a tendency for a better success rate in monogamous relationships because of the honesty. Not because it's open, but because of the honesty and the communication and the acceptance.
Wow.
Not because it's open. Monogamous relationships could have the same success rate if they had the same open communication, honesty, and acceptance as an open relationship does. So that's actually the ingredient that makes the relationship successful.
Wow. And Sadie, that's interesting because in this article, I'm going to deal with a few points later on in the show, it talks about the 9 healthy habits that open relationships can teach us. So for anybody listening right now, it's interesting that the key, as we've talked about in the show so many times, it's honesty, openness, and acceptance, whether the relationship is open or not. Say, let's go to a song. This is dedicated to you, which you wanted us to open the show with, Bruno Mars, Locked Out of Heaven. Listen, everybody, you are tuned in to Real, Relevant, and Raw Radio. Listening to Real, Relevant, and Raw Radio with your co-host, Michael Teague, along with my co-host, the birthday girl-to-be,
Sadie Sharp.
And we are here, rocking the house tonight, talking about love the one you're with, the reality of open relationships. And before our musical break, Sadie said something very, very profound, that one of the reasons that open relationships work is not because they're open, but because of honesty, open communication, and acceptance. So I have to raise this, Sadie, and normally I have an answer for everything. I don't have an answer for this, but I have to raise this question. Why is it so damn difficult for people to be honest?
The reason it's very difficult for people to be honest, I'm going to give you a scientific answer, and then I'll try to give you a more personable human answer. But the reason being is every morning when we wake up, our brain's job is to make happen in this universe what we want. So the minute that your intuitive side picks up on the fact that if you tell someone something that they don't want to hear, they may not interact with you on the same level that is pleasing to you, then your brain, in turn, is not going to say those things on a more subconscious level to keep that person where you are for, as a form of survival tactic. No one wants to be sad. No one wants to be neglected. No one wants to be suppressed or depressed. So therefore, if I subconsciously know that I say to you, listen, I want an open relationship, and I kind of already have an idea about how you feel about that, then I wouldn't say it. But the truth always rises to the surface. What is done in darkness always comes to light.
Truth lives and lies die. Truth lives, you're right, Sadie. Truth lives and lies die.
That's right. So eventually, whether I hide it or not, because I'm in an attempt to keep you around for my own survival and happiness, it's eventually going to surface.
You know, interestingly, I just want to shout out Justin G.M.E. Perez, who liked the question tonight. Are you in an open relationship? If so, how is it working out for you? So, Justin, we thank you for liking the link. So Sadie, essentially, it's the survival instinct writ large that we really fear loss of that individual. And so we lie because we feel like withholding truth will keep that person. On the other hand, like you said, all that's done in darkness should be brought to light. In other words, what we think we're hiding ultimately comes out.
Michael, it's the same exact tactic right now. If someone puts a gun to your head and said, did you take the money?
Hell no.
Did you take the money, Michael?
No, I didn't take that money. What are you talking about?
Who took the cookies with the cookie jar?
I don't know.
You know, I mean, it's just that's the same thing with open relationships. A lot of times, open relationships work better when people enter into an open relationship as opposed to being in a monogamous relationship and changing into an open relationship, because then oftentimes, more so than not, one person feels slighted.
Exactly. And you know, it's interesting because this is one of the things that we've said on a couple of occasions on the show, is that when we enter relationships, whether we're talking about friendships, whether we're talking about friends with benefit interactions, whether we're talking about romantic relationships, monogamous relationships, open relationships, and marriage, we are taking a risk. And being honest is risky. It's risky. At the same time, it's really a matter of our own inner integrity. Because like you said, very few people can hide what they're doing and who they are for long. Eventually, because we are imperfect, things slip up. So for those of us who are considering an open relationship, it's really about being honest, first and foremost, with yourself. I mean, this article I read earlier, this short section, 30-60% of people cheat at some point, and they were still happy. So what's going on? I mean, you go before the justice of the peace, you go before the clergy, and you commit your life to each other, forsaking all others until death do you part, and then 3 months later, you're in bed with somebody else. And so I think that it speaks to your point that, yes, it's really about being honest. and laying, and you said this on a number of occasions, laying the proper foundation for the relationship, whether it's going to be an open relationship or not. I mean, incidentally, I was in an open relationship, about two and a half years ago. And you know what? It worked very well. And I'll just speak from a man's perspective. I wasn't ready to settle down. The person I was with, I told that person that, and I said, listen, this is what I proposed. We went out, had breakfast. It was almost like a business meeting. And because I think in the formative stages of a relationship, you can't bring your heart, you bring your mind, right? So I said, listen, this is what I propose. When I'm not with you, you do what you're going to do. You're not with me, I'm going to do what I'm going to do. And listen, either one of us needs to investigate what the other's doing. And you know what? Laying that out at the outset, this is what I also said. I said, listen, I would be a much better lover to you than I could be a boyfriend. And Sadie, it worked. Did we have moments? Yes. Did I have to remind the person about the rules we established? Yes. But you know what? It worked because, and I think at the
wait a minute.
Center of it,
wait a minute. Michael?
Am I going too fast and too far? Talk to me.
Was this a friends with benefits or an open relationship?
To me, it was an open relationship.
Well, where do you get relationship from that? What did you do that was relationship, Michael?
We spent time together. We grew to love each other. We supported each other. Yet we understood that we were both free to be with other people.
What else did you do together besides that, Michael?
Besides love each other, support each other, stay strong together, we were interested. I mean, obviously.
What did you do with each other that you didn't do with other people?
What did we do with each other? At the time, honestly, I spent more time with her than I did with other people.
Okay.
I feel like I loved her in a way that I cared for her in a way that I did not care for other people. Not to say I didn't care for other people, but there was a unique sense of caring with her that I didn't share with somebody else.
And what did you do with the other people?
Dare I spell it out for the baby child?
What did you do with the other people, Mike?
it was more physical intimacy.
Physical?
Mm-hmm.
Intimacy?
Yes, ma'am.
Relationship? Open?
Mm-hmm.
Put those words down in front of you, physical.
hey, listen, audience. This has become a session with your co-host, Michael P. So listen. I'm gonna take the spotlight off me just for a second. Not because
No.
listen. I'm gonna take the spotlight off me just for a second. I cited that, listening audience, as an example in my own life of what I define as an open relationship that worked. And the point is, and say, listen, we can return to this later on in the show. I mean, I definitely don't mind. The point was that I'm making resonates with what Sadie said earlier, that in fact it worked because there was honesty at the outset of the relationship. We didn't switch the rules in the middle of the game. We set out the rules at the start of the game. So, Sadie, let's build a song.
Let's just take the Oasis off of Michael. Which one do we need to do both? Go to the song and take the Oasis off of Michael. Let's go.
Because you listen. I'm a co-host. I'm not the interviewee. And listen, y'all got to excuse me using the B word, but I gotta give you the title of the song by Lil Wayne. My bitches love me. You're listening to real. That Kush and alcohol. You're listening to Real Relevant and Raw on Blog Talk Radio. Y'all is getting hot in here.
I'm on that good Kush and alcohol. I got some damn bitches I can call. I don't know what I would do without y'all. I'm a ball to the day I ball.
Yeah, long as my bitches love me. My bitches love me.
Yeah, yeah.
I can give a fuck by no hate, as long as my bitches love me.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I can give a fuck by no nigga long as these bitches love me.
Put that nigga stop hating. Lil Jon shit got that fire. And these hoes love me like Satan, man. Yeah, fuck with me and get about it. And all she eat is dick. She's on a strict diet, that's my baby. With no makeup, she a 10. And she the best with that head, even better than Corinne. She don't want money, she wants the time we could spend. She said, cause I really need somebody. So tell me you're that somebody. Girl, I fuck who I want, and fuck who I don't. Got that A1 credit, at that filet mignon. She say, I never wanna make you mad, I just wanna make you proud. I say, baby, just make me come. Then don't make a sound.
I'm on that good cushion alcohol.
Yeah.
I got some damn bitches I can call. I don't know what I would do without y'all. I'm a boss of the day. I bomb.
Yeah, long as my bitches love me.
My bitches love me.
Yeah.
I can give a fuck by no hate long as my bitches love me.
My bitches love me.
Yeah, I can give a fuck by no nigga long as these bitches love me.
Real nigga, fuck these haters. These hoes got pussies like craters. Can't treat these hoes like ladies, man. Pussy money, we codeine. She say my dick feel like morphine. I hope my name tastes like sardines to these niggas. She wake up, eat his dick. Call that breakfast and bed. 69.96, I feel a heartbeat. I chest to chest with this bitch. Now turn around, face down, I'm arresting this bitch. Yeah, all my bitches love me, and I love all my bitches. But it's like soon as I come to my senses. And I would say these old names, but then I would be snitching. And these haters try to knock me, but they can't knock me off the hinges.
I'm on that good cushion alcohol.
Yeah,
I got some damn bitches I can call.
And
I don't know what I would do without y'all. I'm a boss of the day. I'm a boss.
Yeah, long as my bitches love me.
My bitches love me.
Yeah.
I can give a fuck by no hate long as my bitches love me.
My bitches love me. My bitches love me.
Yeah. I can give a fuck, bro.
I lost a few good bitches, met some more bad bitches, and I be schooling them niggas. Pose for your class picture, and I kiss my ass if you hate. Getting ass on skating, yeah.
Cushion alcohol. I got some damn bitches I can call.
What's that?
I don't know what I would do without y'all.
I don't know what I would do without y'all.
I'm a boss of the day. I'm a boss.
Yeah, long as my bitches love me.
My bitches love me.
Yeah.
I can give a fuck by no hate as long as my bitches love me.
My bitches love me. My bitches love me.
Yeah, I can give a fuck by no nigga long as these bitches love me.
Yeah, Lil Wayne, you're listening to Real Relevant and Raw on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your co-host, Michael Teague, along with my co-host,
Baby Sharp.
Our topic tonight is Love the One You're With, the reality of open relationships. And listen to everybody. I was on the hot seat a few minutes ago, so as not to appear like I was being defensive. I really wasn't. If anyone wants to call in, 646-716-7031, and let me know if you think what the scenario I described earlier was an open relationship or not. Definitely want to hear what you have to say. Again, the point was honesty. And we talk about honesty a lot. Not that we intend to. It's just that successful relationships, open, polygamous, or monogamous, require honesty. Number one, because truth lives and lies die, and all that's done in darkness shall be brought to light. It shall. It's just a spiritual principle, I think. We have to be honest with ourselves. So, for those listening tonight, are you in a monogamous relationship, but you're behaving as if you're not? You have to come to terms with that. Are you ready for monogamy? The next song that we'll play is queued up already. Is Bad by Wale featuring Tiara Thomas. And he questions monogamy. You understand? We may get to know Church in the Wild before the show ends. It questions monogamy. We're not here to bash monogamy. We're not. We're just saying it's not the only relationship configuration. Bottom line is, you got to be honest with yourself. Sadie, I've been talking a lot. Why don't you jump in and give us some knowledge? Sadie Sharp, are you there? All right, well, let's do this. Let's go to a song. We're experiencing some technical difficulties. I hope I didn't lose my co-host. Let's go to Bad Wale featuring Tiara Thomas. You're listening to Real Relevant and Raw on Blog Talk Radio. We'll be right back.
Monogamy or whatever you call it, I'm starting to think ain't for everybody. Most of us is rushing into it anyway, you know what I'm saying? You ain't rushing for love and I ain't up here to judge, so let's neglect the what ifs and make it do what it does. Let's get it.
Is it bad? I never made love, no, I never did. Would have shown no how to fuck up being a bad girl. I'll do it. I can't promise that I'll be good to you, cause I had some issues. I won't admit, no, not having it, but at least I can admit that I'll be bad, no, to you. Yeah, I'll be good in bed, but I'll be bad to you.
Bad, bad. I never made love, no, I never did. Wouldn't show no heart.
Get it, bad girls ain't no good, and the good girls ain't no fun. And the hood girls want the smartness. College girls all want a thug, so it seems that we fiend what we don't need. Gotta think for a queen who don't wanna leave. I ain't about to judge you, no, judge me. You ain't gotta really sing about your rash feet, cause I heard you. In the literal sense, I mean that. Rough sex, saying I love ya, but the kiss of me saying you mean that. I know, I just be calling a meaner. Oh, the irony, got the bomb in D, but the problem is probably a deep pass. Still, I'm feeling this, and I need that. Thinking if I get it, I get it, I need this. I don't need a motion to open your deep sea. I can see the ocean by going between legs. Bag, no, bed, blow, dope, go, forward, couch, now, slow motion. Around, put it down, Lord knows she was going for the moon. Hold up. Her feelings, she break hearts, she stay quiet, she play smart, she take pride. I'm going out, I'm getting hollered at, I'm saying nah. She's no saint, but she don't pose. She don't wear makeup by the bolo. Riding through Lakeshore with the nose up, she don't really say much, but it slows up. She got haters, but we all do. Heard you when it's time cold, shawty far through. Baby, like I say, approach, how they caught you. All the mind games, never mind, cause they all low. In the physical sense, I mean that. I ain't trying to kiss up, suck up, be gas. I ain't like them, you sucking your teeth fast. Nope. Play big, trust me, I humble your mean nerve. Look, shawty is actually in prevent. Cause the one in front of it's working with deep breath. Yep, bed, floor, couch, more, shower, Lord, perm, done. Love, nah, caught in the morning, cell number wasn't known, got.
Is it baby? I never made love, no, I never. I'll be a bad girl, I'll do it to you. I keep promising I'll be good to you, cause I
That was Bad featuring Wale and Tierra Thomas. You're listening to Real Relevant Raw on Blog Talk Radio. Our topic tonight is Love the One You're With, the Reality of Open Relationships. I am your co-host, Michael T. It looks like we are experiencing some technical difficulties. I've lost my co-host, Eddie Sharp. I want to say a couple things, and then I'm going to go to another song, and I'm going to try to reconnect with Sadie. And I want to say this to men. You know, men, I've discovered this in my life, in marriage, in relationships, that there are women who can deal with any arrangement. If you're bisexual, there are women who will date and have sex with a bisexual man. If you are polygamous, I mean literally polygamous, and in some faith communities, polygamy is almost a mandate. If you want to be in an open relationship, if you're not ready to settle down and you want to date multiple women, there are women who can handle that arrangement. What they need from us men is honesty. What they need from us is a clear statement about who we are and what we're looking for. And I'm going to tell you something. Now, and this, I think, speaks at times to the sexism of the male gender. Oftentimes, man, I think we need to be honest with ourselves. We have no problem dating other women. We have no problem having multiple sexual partners. At the same time, I think there are times that we have trouble with the women that we're with having multiple men and multiple sexual partners, because it's something about envisioning the woman that you're with being having sex with another man, and you imagine him doing the same things to her that you do, maybe even better. It's hard on the psyche. So, man, I just want to encourage us. And listen, we take a risk when we enter into relationships. I think honesty yields a risk that is worth taking, because when the woman can accept your situation, oh, how sweet it is. I'm going to go to a song right now, Blurred Lines by Robin Thicke, and I'm going to try to reconnect with my wonderful co-host, Eddie Sharp. You're listening to Real, Relevant, and Raw on Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody get up. bad bitch, but she ain't bad either. So, hit me up when you pass through. I give you something big enough to tell your ass to. Swag on them even when you drag casual. I mean, it's all almost unbearable. In a 100 years, not there when I pull up on that bitch, you pat me back. Nothing like your leg, guy, he too square for you. He don't smack that ass and pull your hair like that. So I dare watch and wait for you to salute and chew this pimp. Not many women can refute this pimp, and I'm a nice guy, but don't get it confused.
You're listening to Real Relevant and Raw. And I'm going to try to click over and answer the.
Prime 112 behind the double doors. As I rewind the devil's flaws, pass cross the course, your life lost. Patience, virtue, I heard that you're the boss. Your inform is correct. Now give me enormous respect. Going to the game, record label on his chain. Right hand on the Bible, watch the flow catch flames. Margiela's on the feet, now you riding with a lame. Margiela's in the Jeep. All the little homies want to eat. But we never settle beef, so settle your debts before there's any regrets. Gino do the graffiti and Black Vandal with the tech. My girls say that I'm a mess. DJ Khaled say I'm the best. And my city do too. 20 in the trunk, that's how city boys move. 8.9 out of crib, got a view. Mandarin manicure, DEA in pursuit. Champagne in the Rolex Rosé. No church for a D-boy, let's pray.
Human beings in a mind.
Like me in the game so foul, in a world full of sin, with a love flow thin, and the pain runs deep, cause blood in the streets, see the stains on the money, no love for the weak, where it rain never sunny, just mud on the beach, with a hater stick to you like mud on the cleats, Thanksgiving with them birds, just drugs for a feast, young and only 13, with a snub in his sleep, even though it's hard cold, he in love with the heat, see the high in his eyes, see the floods in his feet, from the bottom out Philly, I emerge from the east, peace. At the dealer talking Bugatti talk. You never heard it like Illuminati talk. Tell them haters that it's my mama's fault. Breaking bricks, you would think we talking karate talk. Junk with old money. Never trust a trucker that's telling me hold something. Never trust a
trucker that's telling me hold
something. The weatherman ain't never tell me about the cold summer. See it dripped on my dad's casket. Turn me into a bastard. Glock 40 on me is plastic. Get the reaching, I'm squeezing on him and clapping. And I ain't talking about assembly. I'm talking headshots when you won't remember me. I asked God, please remove my enemies. I was surprised when I lost that was friends of me.
Human beings in a mind. What's a mind to a king? What's a king to a God? What's a God to a non-believer? Who don't
said he wanted
anything.
We make it out alive. Alright, alright.
You are listening to Real Relevant Raw Radio, Relationship Radio at its best. I'm your co-host, Michael Teague, and I'm here with my co-host,
Sadie Scheller.
Sadie, glad we have you back on. Listeners, we have some technical difficulties, but we're back in full
That's
effect.
Okay, because relationships have technical difficulties too.
Yes,
but you
do.
Just got to keep going, you know?
That's right. Relationships have communication difficulties. Relationships can have physical difficulties and others, but we're back. Say it's good to have you back on the line and back on the show. I just, before our last musical break, I basically said to the men that there are women who can handle any arrangement, any relationship arrangement, but they have to have the right to choose, and to have the right to choose, they have to have honesty. Honest and open communication about who the man is and what the man wants. Do you agree with that?
I agree with that. I definitely agree with that, Michael.
So women want the right to choose. They want to know what they're getting into before they get into it. Is that correct?
You know, I think not just women, Michael. I think people in general want the right to choose.
Mm-hmm.
That goes for men. That goes for personal relationships, business, family, whatever it is. When you're building a relationship that you want to have a future with, you want to be strong and generally founded, then communication is key in all relationships. And communicating your expectations, what you're able to contribute, is all important.
Your expectations. And what you're able to contribute.
Some people, you know, I've heard that saying before, if you don't have expectations, you can't be let down. But, you know, that's what we live for. Expectations is a form of goals. How do you expect to achieve your goal if you don't have an expectation of actually achieving it? So that's just unrealistic to say, oh, you have to live with no expectations. That's just unrealistic. So, yes, expectations.
Said it almost, if we're laying out this schema, and with, you know, whether it's an open relationship or not, and yet in terms of to maintain the focus on our topic tonight, let's say it's an open relationship. It seems that what you are putting forth is a very rational, logical process that doesn't necessarily involve emotion to really have a relationship that can be emotionally fulfilling. Is that true?
That is absolutely correct. You know, Michael, I actually recommend that people put together relationship charts, pie charts, before entering into them and allow the other one to view that relationship pie chart. Because when you look at that pie chart, if you have family, self, career, relationship, and religion or spiritual, no one person's pie chart is going to have the same percentages. One person's pie chart may have career at 53%, and everything else is divided amongst that balance. And another person's career pie chart could have 25% career, and everything else is divided amongst that balance. But if you're able to see that person's pie chart, it gives you a good idea of what's important to them, and it allows you to ask yourself, can I commit to someone where these are their goals and this is their level of importance that they will place on things that pertain to me and things that do not pertain to me?
So at some point, the two people who are interested in each other, whether in a monogamous relationship, to be or open relationship, what you're suggesting is that they need to slow down. So how do two people who are attracted to each other and all the pheromones are working and the physiological thing is happening, and I think you're attractive, you think I'm attractive. How do they slow down to get at the kinds of things you're talking about?
Well, they have to be goal-oriented people. And goal-oriented people do not waste time doing anything. Meaning, if a goal-oriented person accepts a date with you, they kind of already have in their mind where they want that to go. I'm going out with X, Y, and Z tonight because, you know what, I really don't have a steady sex partner in my life right now. and I kind of need one. Or I'm going out with XYZ tonight because I'm going out with XYZ tonight because, you know what, I'm kind of getting lonely and, you know, I'm getting towards that age where I probably should be settling down soon. And this person could be a possible candidate. Or I'm going out with XYZ tonight because he's married and I'm married. And if I fool around, I'd really rather fool around with someone who's married just like me. So really people who are goal-oriented already have an idea in their head of why they're investing their time in you. And so if those two individuals are like-minded, then it's always best to share those goals or those expectations of each other, you know. I really thought that it was cool for you and I to hang out because we're both married and I think we can share a lot of the same perspectives. Bingo, it's kind of like telling you why that person's there. Okay? I really thought it was cool for you and I to hang out because I think there's a very strong level of attraction that we share. That tells you right there why we're hanging out.
So essentially what you're saying, Sadie, is that the person entering into a relationship, this is what I'm hearing and what you're saying, they need to be clear regarding who they are. Who they are. And not only what they want, what they're willing to get, but also what they're willing to give. And I don't know if relationships today, if people come into those relationships with that level of clarity. You know what I mean?
No, they do not. Most likely, more often than not, they do not come into relationships with that level of clarity. The majority of times, people come into relationships with that level of clarity when they both have been disappointed in the past as a result of lack of communication. Mm. Normally, if there's one person who's been in a serious relationship, i.e. marriage or living with someone for several years, they have an idea of the importance of the level of communication. And if there's someone who has not, then they do not have the idea of the importance of the level of communication. And either way, communication could be off unless that person who has the experience shares the experience with the other person and is able to communicate to them how important it is and get them to have an understanding of it. But normally, no. They do not both walk into a relationship with that level of... I think communication is actually one of the most important entities in any relationship, whether it's an interview tomorrow morning at 9 a.m., whether it's reconciling with a sibling, whether it's mother-son, father-daughter, husband-wife, whatever have you, communication is key.
I agree, and I think... In my relationships, most of the conflicts have occurred over miscommunication or, I guess better said, misunderstanding of communication. And to get back to your point, for those who are listening, know thyself. Someone who is goal-oriented knows him or herself and knows what he or she wants. And I think... Sadie, part of what you're saying is that more often than not, people aren't really clear about who they are and what they want. And so they can't communicate that, or they are clear about who they are and what they want, but because maybe their motives are suspect, they hide who they are and what they want. But it's really about knowing yourself, knowing who you are, and what you want. Sadie, I'm going to go to one more song very quickly, Adorn My Miguel, and then we're going to come back and wrap this thing up. We're talking tonight from the topic, Love the One You're With, the reality of open relationships. You're listening to Real, Relevant, and Raw on Blog Talk Radio.
Ooh, baby, you're there.
I'm your co-host, Michael Teague, along with my co-host,
Baby Sharp.
And we're talking about Love the One You're With, the reality of open relationships. It's really a matter of deciding. And Sadie, I appreciate your comments earlier. Let me ask you, what do you think are three things that open relationships can teach us?
I think in any relationship, the ego, it's really not important for the ego to be present. I think the ego is something that needs to be tucked away or even left outside of the front door. Meaning like when you pull up to your house every day, take your ego off and leave it at the front step, almost like you do an umbrella.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you go back out, pick the ego up and put it back on, because the ego is for the outside world. It's not for behind those four closed four doors, windows, walls, to the walls, yeah.
It's so hard, though. It's so hard, Sadie. It's so hard to check our egos because we're invested in who we are. You know what I mean? Particularly as a man. I can only speak as a man. It's hard to put that ego on the shelf. You know what I mean? We can be so well defended, but you're right. At the end of the day, as they say, selfishness has no place in the relationship. I didn't mean to interrupt you, Miss Baby Shaw. Go on. Keep teaching us.
And this open relationships can teach us unconditional love.
Okay.
More often than not, families are broke up over cheating.
Mm-hmm.
And marriages that make it to 25, 40, and 50-year anniversaries, there was a point in the relationship where you had to forgive that person. And
mm-hmm.
there's always a point in the relationship that you have to forgive someone. I don't care what the relationship, what sense of relationship it is, there's always a point where you have to forgive someone. And the minute that you stop being giving and forgiving, you no longer have a relationship.
Mm.
So open relationships also teach you that as well. And third, I would say open relationships teach you to enjoy the now with that person that you're with. Meaning, don't worry about where they were before they got there. Don't worry about where they're going when they leave. But enjoy the moment that you spend with them at that time. And, you know,
like
so many people support. So many people put so much emphasis on where you were, or what you were doing before you got here, or where or what is he or she doing when they leave, or that they don't put the emphasis on what counts, and that's the time spent.
That's the moment, right.
So like, right, and I think that's something else that open relationships can teach. The more promiscuous relationships can teach, the more monogamous relationships.
I like those three things, and for the listening audience, I like this article that I found on the internet, and the nine healthy habits. I'm not going to deal with all nine. We have a couple minutes left. I like numbers 3, 4, and 5. Number three, keep being the individual you were before you got into the relationship. Number four is allow your partner to keep his or her friends regardless of gender. And then number five speaks to the honesty issue. Don't lie to your relationship partner, even by omission. And I would add a fourth, allow your partner or partners to continue being the person that they are. So for me, in conclusion, decide what you want. If you're not ready for monogamy, then maybe an open relationship is for you. Put that ego on the shelf. Communicate. Accept each other unconditionally. Love unconditionally. Keep being the person you are. Allow that person or the person that you're with to be the person or persons that they are. And then, as Sadie said so well, enjoy the moment. Because the moment is all we really have. Sadie, do you have any parting words as we close out the show tonight?
No, I don't have any. I think that basically it was another show we did about, the real pussy, the show we did about the real pussy, and we talked about what is real pussy is basically based on what that person is looking for. It's the same thing with open relationships. Open relationships is not the answer for everyone. Just like monogamous relationships is not the answer for everyone. It's based on what the two people are both looking for and what they agree on.
I agree. So there you have it, Real Relevant and Raw Family. Our discussion with music, with some technical difficulties, but we ended up correctly. Love the one you're with, the reality of open relationships. I'm your co-host, Michael Teague, along with my co-host,
Sadie Sharp.
And we have been broadcasting from the studio for Real Relevant and Raw. Tune in next week, Thursday, 11 p.m. to 12 a.m. on Blog Talk Radio, where you will hear more Real, Relevant, and Raw. Have a good night.